You're listening to SBS News.
For Train Chow, this week marks 2 years since she last heard the voice of her husband, Van Cam Chow. I hope my husband can come home soon because he is not well. I think 2 years is far too long and it has been difficult without him.
The family has renewed fears for the 71-year-old's well-being after a former inmate who was released at the end of last year wrote a letter seen by SBS News to Australia's foreign minister stating Mr. Chow was being subjected to long hours of hard labour, little amount of food and poor healthcare attention. SBS News has not been able to independently verify these claims, but human rights groups have criticised Vietnam for having a track record of subjecting detainees to terrible conditions in prison. The 71-year-old entered his birth country illegally using a fake ID card in January of 2019 to advocate against the communist government. His lawyer, Dan Phung Nguyen, says he was only involved in peaceful pro-democracy activism and has never engaged in any terrorist activities. Despite repeated pleas by the family and his lawyer to the government for greater diplomatic assistance, they say they have been left in the dark. His lawyer, Ms. Nguyen.
Not had any confirmation by anybody of what representations or negotiations has been made for Mr. Chow to come home. So no, we've not been told of anything.
The Foreign Affairs Department told SBS it's providing consular assistance to Mr. Chow in accordance with the Consular Services Charter and it remains in regular contact with his family. The government of Vietnam is well aware of our interest in Mr. Chow's case and his welfare, which have been raised at the highest levels. Soon, Mr. Chow will turn 72 and his family hopes this will be the last birthday he'll have to spend behind bars. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.